You're listening to Talking Pictures with the multifaceted film historian, lead film festival writer for Influx Magazine, multi-award-winning producer of feature films and shorts, your host, Mr. Paul Booth.
Hello, welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth. Thank you for joining us today. We're very happy to have all our listeners and audience, and of course all of our guests, past and present. Today we're continuing discussing Film Festival Month. Last week we had Alexa Foreman from a film historian who used to be at Turner Classic Movies, and we discussed some of the Turner Classic Movies Film Festival coming up in March. Today we're going to be discussing the Newport Beach Film Festival, which is down here in Southern California. This is a not-to-miss film festival. This is the first film festival that I was fortunate enough to cover in Southern California as a journalist. And we're going to have one of the co-directors of the Shorts program and one of the programmers, Boyana Sandic. She's going to be joining us in a few minutes. But like usual, I wanted to give you guys a couple of recommendations from Netflix and from the library, because I still want you guys going out and not just sitting at your computer. And the theater. Get out to the theater, check out Unbroken if you haven't seen it yet. Very much worth seeing. Great film. I'm going to be going out and checking out American Sniper tonight to see what all the controversy is about. And, of course, Clint Eastwood is always great behind the camera. As for the Red Box, as much as I said, I didn't want you guys just sitting at home. You guys still need to go out and get DVDs. That's what I meant by that. Check out This Is Where I Leave You, great movie with Justin Bateman and Jane Fonda. And then as for the DVD picks, get out to your library and check out the movie Doubt. A little bit on the heavy-duty side, but the wonderful multi-Oscar-winning Meryl Streep, the Oscar-winning Philip Seymour Hoffman, and the multi-nominated Amy Adams, who's yet to win her Oscar, but I think she has 5 or 6 nominations. I'd have to look it up to be specific, but brilliant actress, amazing cast, great story. Again, tough around the edges, so be prepared for that one. The reason why we're doing this film festival month is because sometimes there's films. Newport Beach has a lot of films that come up on Netflix. Hold on, I'm going to be bringing our guests on. Are you there, Boyana?
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
Hi, welcome, welcome. I was just explaining how we're doing film festival month and how a lot of festivals have films that don't go to Netflix, but one of the great things about Newport Beach Festival in the last couple of months, I've noticed a large number of films have went to Netflix. Of course, Netflix sometimes has stuff up for 2 weeks. Sometimes it has stuff up for a month. There was at one point where I saw like 4 films, and some dated back to 2011, 2012. So when we talk about some of these films or some of these things that go on, for those of you that have Netflix, take the time to check Netflix. Of course, the marketing of the film business dictates that The Immigrant stays up because that has Joaquin Phoenix, and Peace, Love, and Misunderstanding has Jane Fonda and Catherine Keener, so that's going to be up. Those films are going to leave up. Before we get started with Boyana and I go into her bio, I wanted to let everyone know, which I do every week, that what we discuss today, the opinions that I say are the opinions of the show. Boyana's opinions are her opinions. They do not reflect or speak for Newport Beach Film Festival or anybody that she's associated with or work with. So we want to put that disclaimer out there real quick. If she mentions a film she likes, she's not championing that film or saying it's the greatest thing. And if I say something, well, respectfully, it's my show, so I can kind of say what I want. I didn't mean that the way it sounded. With Boyana, here, her bio, she's now the co-director of short film programming for the Newport Beach Film Festival. And we'll get into how she, her adventure to that point. She studied literary journalism and psychology and social behavior at the University of California, Irvine. She is a writer of creative nonfiction, editor of the online music magazine, Music and Press. I suggest you guys check that out. That's a really cool online magazine. She covers local bands here in Southern California. And of course, you can read it online, so it's not just like, I don't live in Southern California, so what's the point? And one of the directors of short film programming at the Newport Beach Film Festival, of course, in Newport Beach, California. She has an avid interest in the relationship between artists and their audience and in the transformative potential of stories. Of course, that shows you that Boyana did study long-term writing and how to write something long. That's you win bio of the show for that wonderful explanation of what you do. So thank you for that, Boyana, for being very thorough. But what I wanted to just briefly talk about is kind of what your journey was from when I had met you at the festival, how you were working as a volunteer, and what it was like to go from volunteer to being one of the executive staff, kind of how that evolved for you.
Yeah, sure. So for me, I started out when I'd graduated school, I did kind of was looking around for some things to jump into because I'd been sort of in the academic sphere for a long time, and I was thinking about, you know, what else is out here, you know, that I'm interested in. And the film festival had always kind of been in the background. We're like maybe 3 miles away from the UCI campus. And I thought, you know, I want to attend this year and I want to go and check it out. And I realized, oh, the best way to do that would probably be to be a volunteer and actually go be a part of it. And so I went and I was one of our volunteers. We have a huge volunteer force. We're so kind of dependent on our volunteers the week of. We have about, last year we had, I think, 750 volunteers all together.
Wow.
So they're the people in the bright colored shirts, and they'll answer all your questions and, you know, help you with whatever you need. And so I went and volunteered in ticketing. I worked in the ticketing booth, and I really liked it. It was kind of a fascinating world to get a little bit of a glimpse of. And then, and I've always been interested in film. A lot of my writing in school was about film, and so I thought, you know, let me see if there's some way I can get more involved. And so I, following that year's festival, I became an intern, and I became like that person that was just there all the time. I just kind of took on more and more projects, and I was particularly interested in short film because as much as I love to write long, to me it's fascinating when somebody can tell a story in a short amount of time and be succinct, and I think that that's so much harder in a lot of ways when it comes to actually creating a finished product and the arc of a story. And during my first festival, when I volunteered, I watched as many shorts programs as I could. So whenever I had time, when I wasn't in the booth, I was off watching shorts programs. And so I got to meet some of the programmers that had put together my favorite program. I think my favorite one that I saw that year was Animation Fascination, which is actually one of our strongest programs. And I got to meet the programmer who did that, who put that together, and talked to her about it. And it was a really cool experience. And so I've continued working as an intern, and then eventually, at some point in time, I got sort of more kind of, I guess, entrenched in the core processes of the shorts team and kind of took on a few new initiatives and, you know, and then at some point it just sort of, it naturally progressed into Dennis Baker, who was the sole director of the shorts team then. To ask me if I wanted to be his co-director. And so now he and I run it, and I owe a lot to him, and I've learned a lot from him. He's been with the festival for a long time, so he has kind of this this kind of great eagle's eye view of the whole thing and how it functions. And so, and I still, we have very complementary skills. And so we, I think we run a good team. But we have eight programmers.
I mean, congratulations on that, by the way. I remember, I think it was two festivals ago I met you, and you were, I think you were still in the intern stage.
I was a programmer that year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were a programmer that year. And then when I saw you the next year, you had the executive badge on, and I was kind of like, oh, that's cool. Now you're one of the festival co-directors. So it was really cool to see that evolution. And that's the really cool thing about Newport Beach Film Festival that I want audience to know. So you can go out. What makes this festival unique is that the staff remembers you, and not just because I'm press. They remember people that come out year after year. They remember your name. They, you know, remember what you're up to, remember what you're doing. And that's a really nice thing, to go to a festival and not just be a part of the cattle herd of tickets and sales, and to have someone who is recognizing you for what you do and is glad to see you out again. And that is something that is really important about Newport Beach, and it's no shock that it's been around 16 years with how nice the you know, the founding directors are, Todd and Greg and of course Corey. And it's just, I think it's just such a nice change to be out and have someone, like, you know, care that you're there and not just see it as, oh, well, here's another, you know, ticket sale, or here's another article that we're going to get, or, you know, what can you do for us? That's something that I think you guys really have nailed. For those of you that don't know, Boyana, maybe you could let us know if we've had any change in venues, if you could tell us about, because this is all over Orange County. So for those of you that think, oh, I don't want to go to Newport Beach, there's other parts in Orange County where you can see films. If you could tell us about the venues, if it changed from Edward Six and Fashion Island. So if you could give us a little insight to that.
Yeah, so so far it's looking like we're going to be in all of the same venues. We might just be increasing the number of screens in a couple of them, but we're going to be, again, at Big Newport, at Fashion Island, at Island Cinemas. Last year we expanded into South Coast Village, and we're going to be there again this year. The Triangle, of course, one of our bigger venues. And then some kind of specialty programs, the Port Theater, and Sage Hill High School, where we have our collegiate showcase.
Oh, okay. So you guys know Triangle Square is Costa Mesa, and Fashion Island is obviously across the street from Edwards Newport Six, so that's more towards the Fashion Island area. And then South Coast Village is closer to the Santa Ana area. So this festival kind of gives you, even though it's called Newport Beach, it gives you a lot of the different areas in Orange County that you can see films and experience that. And I think that's a great thing, because sometimes, as you know yourself, traveling to festivals, you know, there's one venue and there's one city, and you have to go through the whole traffic jam of getting there, and if you're 2 minutes late, you miss a whole entire film or program. And this gives you a nice chance to see something, and sometimes the films play at different venues, so you have a chance to see it again if you missed it. Is there something, again, and we're not promoting Sundance or any other festivals that you went to, and the program is not set, so Boyana is not going to be discussing anything that is in the festival, so please don't take this as, if you're listening, that your film's in. But I wanted to ask Boyana about some of the shorts out there that she had seen at Sundance or Santa Barbara or even the Cannes Film Festival, to show you that Newport travels around the globe to find great films for you guys. It doesn't just stick in its own town and boast its own filmmakers. So is there something that you wanted to discuss or mention that you got out of those experiences?
Yeah, I mean, certainly beginning at in Cannes this last year, there were some amazing shorts in their competition, and also otherwise they have a huge marketplace. And I think a couple of things that stood out to me definitely from that were this very kind of like slow-paced and kind of just emotionally intensive short called Lady, which is about this teenage girl who is looking for her boyfriend, who's the father of her baby, and she's carrying the baby around her town and just looking for him. And it has, I think, from, and that's the majority of the action of the film, but the way that it's shot and the way that it, the dialogue comes across, the whole thing is, it's very poignant, and it stays with you.
Right.
And
was that foreign, or was that an American film at Cannes, or?
It was in Spanish. I don't remember where it's from. And then there was one that I think you'd like quite a bit, Paul. It's I believe it's Lithuanian, and it's called The Last One. And it's about this old man who is the last veteran of a war, and he finds out he lives in this remote house in the middle of nowhere in this desert, and he nobody knows about him, and he's watching the news, and he finds out that the man that they thought was the last veteran of that war has died, now making him the last veteran. And it's also a very reflective film.
And what was the name of that again?
The Last One.
The Last One, okay. I'm going to mark that because I know I cannot stand talking about myself on this show, but to let people know that I do have some sense of what I'm talking about. I do cover festivals year-round, so thank you for that title. And that's another cool thing with Newport Beach is sometimes you'll have films that, they'll be at another festival and you'll miss them, and then you can catch them at Newport Beach. Or sometimes, unfortunately, they're sold out at Newport Beach, and then they'll be at San Diego, or they'll be at another Los Angeles festival. So these films kind of move around. So, of course, we're not promoting any other festival or telling you to get out to any other festival, but part of this is to also support film as a whole and support festivals as a whole and support the people that like Boyana and her friends and fellow staff members that get out there and make sure we get to see these films and are working year-round to bring us great films. And, you know, a lot of times, sometimes films we're not ever going to see again, unfortunately. And that's kind of, I think, the beauty of Newport Beach Festival is that you see something and you just think, oh, you know what, this just doesn't quite have the marketability to get a DVD deal. And luckily I'm getting to see it now because I don't know where this will go. And that's my favorite thing about the Newport Beach Film Festival. The next thing I wanted to go into... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's also a great thing about festivals in general. I mean, up until really a few years ago, it was also one of the only places where you could really see shorts be at festivals. They're wonderful places to discover new things that you might not otherwise have come across.
Right. And now I didn't think there'd be a day where there would be online shorts distribution. So that's a really great valid point that you brought up there. Cause I know one of the interesting things about Newport is that sometimes I've seen a short just mainly to support a filmmaker that I've seen, and then I see four other shorts that I thought, oh, wow, I would have skipped these. because, of course, for my articles, I mainly have to concentrate on features. So it's been a nice thing to kind of experience that and then kind of hear things through you and get recommendations through you. We talked about audience and filmmakers and, you know, I don't say anything to, how can I put this? I don't say anything to, like, suck up or to, like, you know, make the Newport Beach Film Festival feel better, you know, not like my opinion's this great golden thing, but this whole idea of the audience filmmaker is something, and I'm not going to name names, where, you know, you go to other festivals, and we kind of talked about this, where, you know, if you don't have a badge, it's kind of like you're on the outskirts of town. And what I like about Newport is that I see that the staff will be conversing with audience members if you don't have a badge or if you're not press or if you're not VIP. And they throw a great, if you could please tell us a little bit about the opening night party, Boyana. And, of course, that does require a ticket, and it is something that you have to pay for, but once you're in the party, you're not, like, you know, separated from everyone. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about that wonderful.
So our opening night gala is following our opening night film, which this year will be on April 23rd. And it takes place in Fashion Island. We shut off kind of a section, kind of the main section of the mall. And for those of you who haven't been to Fashion Island, it's an outdoor mall. And so it's essentially like a series of courtyards with stores around them. And it's beautiful. It has, you know, gorgeous architecture and fountains. And it feels like stepping into a bit of another world. And so we set up in there, and we have our sponsored restaurants there, and they each set up, and they have kind of their signature dishes that they're offering to people, so you can go around and try some of the best food in Newport Beach. And we have usually performances, live music. We've done Cirque du Soleil-type performances in the past. Every year it's kind of this, okay, what are we going to do this year? But we'll have something spectacular. And we'll be serving drinks from our sponsored alcohol, and it's essentially just a really good time, and it's a big party. Takes up most of Fashion Island, and yeah, you can. When you buy a ticket to the opening night film, you get a ticket to the party along with it. You can also buy tickets to just the party, and it's the first in our kind of 8 nights of parties. We have an event every night, and they're all open to the public. So you can buy a ticket with the ticket to a spotlight film. You can purchase a ticket to the party along with it as a package. And so every night there's new people. There's the filmmakers that are in town that night. There's obviously our staff and members of the public who have been watching movies all week. And it's just a really great atmosphere. I think people who, when you talk to filmmakers who've never been to our festival but who've talked to their friends who have been, they always say, oh, I hear you guys throw great parties. And we take that as a great compliment, and we really do try to create an atmosphere where, I mean, it's fun primarily and for the public, but at the same time, we also really think about festivals as a networking opportunity for filmmakers. And if we can create a nice atmosphere for them to get to talk to each other, to get to meet each other, you know, talk about their films. We do have smaller events earlier in the day throughout the week, these cocktail hours that are just for filmmakers where it's a little bit quieter. But we find that actually a lot of those connections get made at the parties, and that's something we're really proud of.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're... go ahead, sir.
And it's also a really fun time for the public and gives them the opportunity to potentially talk to some of the filmmakers whose films they've seen, which is really cool.
Yeah, and just so you guys know, Newport Beach is, they have Uber, and they have various ways to, if you're staying at a hotel in the area, they have shuttles to hotels. I think I saw that one of the years. So they are safe about the partying, and because I remember the first time I went to the party, I didn't even know a party could be that big. Like, I thought the Rolling Stones were going to come out. I mean, it was so, it was just so, like, I was like, whoa, this is a party. Like, this is how I want my birthday party to be. So it is, like Boyana was saying, it's a great place because filmmakers are there. And I know I have a different experience because having the press badge to where filmmakers are, you know, coming up to me and they're handing me their cards and they're handing me their post-its of what time their film plays. So I know that the party experience is different for me, but for the regular people, it is that chance to where if you want to meet a filmmaker or you see someone, because they all have badges. That's the other thing we need to note, is that the filmmakers have badges. You can go up to someone and maybe find out about a great film that's playing later that week. And many, many festivals that I go to do not allow that. I mean, you know, Boyana, you go to these festivals and it's just, you know, there's the guy at the door saying you don't have a badge and you don't get to go and experience these nice parties. And when Boyana mentioned multiple parties, I think Newport is probably the only festival I've ever been to where I think by like the fifth night I was like, you know, I think four parties was enough. I'll just go tomorrow. and these aren't crazy parties. These aren't wild parties. These are to create a great experience for the festival goer. So it's not bananas. It's not out of control. It's just a great way to have, you meet fellow audience members that you see again, and then you talk about what you've seen and maybe what's seen tomorrow again that you can check out. So that really is a great thing that you said, Boyana, about being able to network and be involved and not just kind of be on the outside of everything. Let's see, do we have, I wanted to do this at the top of the show, but I forgot in my excitement. If you can plug the website for the festival.
Our website. So it's www.newportbeachfilmfest.com.
Okay, and so you guys, you can go there for, I'm sure, updates. And once, I think it was April 1st tickets go on sale?
Yes, so we announce our lineup and tickets go on sale on April 1st. Right now we're in the kind of last throes of our submissions process. So we have our last deadline is going to be this Friday to submit. And then after that, we're just going to be putting the lineup together and gearing up to release it. So yeah, starting on April 1st, you'll be able to see everything on there. Now there's a little bit of information on there that links to our year-round Film Society page. So we in addition to the festival, we run the Orange County Film Society, which this year had just an amazing run of films. We had 11 films that were nominated or received awards either at the Golden Globes or that have been Oscar nominated. So we had The Theory of Everything, The Imitation Game, Foxcatcher, Cake, Still Alice, Wild, Pride, The 100-Foot Journey, The Judge, American Sniper, Whiplash, Finding Vivian Maier, which was a documentary feature nominee for the Oscars.
Because I really wanted to see Foxcatcher, and I'm going to see American Sniper tonight, so it's interesting that you say that. I personally did not know that that's what part of the Film Society was, and mm-hmm. now you're, like, really making me wish I would have went out more or joined, because I get those press things, and I how it is before Oscar season, where you're like, well, what the heck is Foxcatcher? You don't think it's going to be Steve Carell getting an Oscar nomination, so you're just like, what's that? And no offense to Steve Carell, you don't usually think of Steve Carell, an Oscar nominee, in the same sentence. I mean, he's very talented, but you always think of him as comedic. So,
yeah, but
I mean, that just, to me, that I want him to win just because he's Steve Carell. I mean, that's,
and
Whiplash was another
really
one, J.K. Simmons.
Startling performance. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, so,
exactly.
And that takes, Where does that take place at, so people know? Because it is open to the public to join, correct?
Yes, it is. We currently have a wait list to join, but you can find out more information about it if you go to our website and you take a look at, there's a link to the Orange County Film Society on there, and kind of take a look at some of the things that we have and how to join and join the wait list. We've just had such a great run of films. I feel like every year we're getting better and better. And also we have some Q&As with people from the film that come out. We had producers from The Imitation Game, as well as a couple of the actors come out. We had a Q&A with the director and screenwriter of Cake. And those videos are actually up on the website, too, so anybody can go take a look at them.
I really wanted to see Cake. I'm bummed that I haven't seen that yet.
When you do, there's a really good Q&A that's up on the site.
Oh, see, you know what? You're almost making my day depressing, Boyana. I was all excited to do this, but now you're making me feel like I missed out on everything. So, and that's not usually
so
what
sorry.
You do when we talk. So, so this is great for these people. And it's at Lido, correct?
Yes. So it takes place at the Lido Theater, which is also one of our venues for the festival, which I don't recall if I mentioned actually. It's crazy because that's also where a lot of our parties throughout the week happen, at the Lido, in the courtyard surrounding the Lido. But, yeah, there's more information about all of that. Actually, the film, you can go directly to the Film Society's website, which is orangecountyfilmsociety.com. Pretty straightforward.
Okay.
And that has kind of some of the upcoming events and the things that we've had recently and some of those interviews and things.
Okay. And just so people know that the Lido is a historic landmark, so it's one of the few movie theaters left with a balcony, which I'm sure it's probably impossible to get balcony for the closing night film. It's really hard to get into the closing night film, so don't feel bad if you can't get into it. It's nothing personal. I believe it's some kind of gala or fundraiser for the festival, correct?
It's our closing night gala, so it's very similar to our opening night gala, except it does tend to be a little bit more impacted. Every year we have sold out of closing night startlingly early in the week. So it is the kind of the hot ticket to get. So last year we closed with Jon Favreau's Chef, which was incredibly popular.
I remember that. I ended up just showing up late because I just thought it's going to be such a madhouse and Lido's such crazy parking. But so you guys know that that's a great theater if you have a chance to see a film. And there was also one thing we didn't touch on real quick, Boyana, was workshops. I know you had mentioned panels, but there was a great Matthew Libatique workshop at Lido last year. Of course, the cinematographer of Iron Man and Black Swan. It was a great, really great talk. And he gave his time and answered questions and discussed his relationships with different directors that he worked with. And so you kind of get that educational aspect. And then for filmmakers, you get to meet all the other filmmakers who want to hear a cinematographer of his caliber talk. So there's also kind of that education aspect. So it's not just a party. And one thing I want to do say, Boyana, is that so people know, by the time you get to the Lido closing night party, because I did make a note of saying how all the staff is, they're all wonderfully nice, that do not take it personal if they're fried or they're not mean, but I just know how it's the end of your guys' week and it's your time to enjoy the party too. So you guys can, you know, when it comes time to the closing party, just let the staff have their fun. You don't have any more questions that need to be answered. And I love that you guys get to enjoy the festival too and not just be constantly working. So that was something I wanted to let people know, because I had seen some people, you know, trying to invade on some staff having just enjoying some drinks, and it was just kind of like, you know, just let them enjoy their time, you know, the party's for them too, you know, like, so, yeah, thank you so much, Boyana, for, you know, taking the time to talk with us today, and you mentioned the opening night, but what is the festival runs for 23, April 23rd to, what was the closing night date?
So the closing night is going to be on April 30th. So the festival runs the 23rd through the 30th this year. And it'll be our 16th year.
16th year, okay. And just so you guys know, last year, I'll have some of the numbers off, but I think it was 300 films from 100-something countries. So this is a real international event, and it's not just about celebrating America, and you get to see stuff from all over. And again, like we said, you get to see stuff that you might never see again. So this is a real great opportunity to come out and just celebrate film and meet new people. And like Boyana said, you get to meet these great filmmakers from all over the world, and you get to make new friendships. And with that, I've done my little I love Newport, and I can't wait to to attend this year. You know me. You know how much I love Newport. I'm always on my way to the opening night party. I'm always thinking of how I can't wait to be at next year's opening night. So,
and as soon as closing night happens, you start thinking about next year. I know.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I know. I was telling you, I'm like, why is it so far away? Why can't it be next week? But if there's anything at all that you'd like to say or anything that we left out, feel free.
I mean, just that it's the whole year sort of leads up to this one event, and it's always so gratifying to see how everything comes together and, you know, the experience that we can create for people. You were talking about us being international. I mean, last year we had over 40 countries represented in our almost 400 films. And that's, you know, a lot of people coming out to the festival, a lot of filmmakers, a lot of people coming from all over the world. And I just want to say, you know, how kind of incredibly proud I am of our team, of like our executive staff team, but also our programming team for shorts and for features. These are people who work so hard and put together this fantastic event. And I mean, really looking forward to what we're going to do this year. And also on that international note, I wanted to make a small correction. The last one, the film from Cannes, is actually from Azerbaijan, not from Lithuania. So to clarify.
Oh,
that.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Boyana. And I, I just wanted to wrap by saying a thank you to Todd and Corey and all the other executive staff that you work with, and of course the volunteers, because they always make it so pleasant and they're always so helpful. I met Boyana now that you're a programmer and not a intern, Boyana was a programmer and helped me find some useless information, and then we became friends. So that shows you how far that the Newport staff does to make you have a good time, was that it's easily something she could have just sent an intern to go do. So I really wanted to let people know how great this festival is and how friendly it is, and you don't feel like an outsider if you're not the opening night guy. So, thank you again, Boyana, and we look forward to seeing you out at the festival. And everyone, please tell your friends if we have listeners all over the country in this of this show. So, if you don't happen to live in California, please tell your Southern California friends or even your LA friends to check it out. It is definitely worth the drive. So thank you, Boyana, and I will definitely be in touch with you soon.
Hey, thanks, Paul. Thank you so much for having me on and for just your support of our festival.
Oh, thank you. You take care, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was Boyana Sandic from the Newport Beach Film Festival. And we wanted to thank her for joining us. And today we're just going to wrap up with, we have a few minutes left, we're going to wrap up with this next coming month will be Oscar month. And we're going to have hopefully some Oscar nominees and Oscar winners from different categories. We're going to try to make it diverse. And we're going to try to bring in some male winners and some female winners and or nominees. We don't want to say losers because it's nominees. And just create a diverse show for you. So this festival kind of led into Oscar month because a lot of films will go from, will be discovered in a festival and then pick up an Oscar nomination. So with that, I'm going to wrap up the show. And I wanted to thank you again, as always, for joining us. My technical team thanks you. All of us thank you. We appreciate you joining us for Talking Pictures. And we will see you soon. Or you will hear from us soon. And take care, have a wonderful day, and my sign-off is always, make sure and watch some good movies. Aloha.
The name Talking Pictures was created by Alexa Foreman. Web design by Josh Lang. Written and produced by Rob Sterrett and Paul Booth. Post-production by Dustin Lucas.